All right, I'm going to pray before I begin. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to open our hearts and minds to your word as you confront us again about our relationship with you and how we can draw so close to you in every situation. In Jesus' name, amen. So Father's Day, it's an interesting celebration, isn't it? I often wonder if it was just created because Mother's Day did so well financially that the socks and jocks and mug makers out there thought, we need a Father's Day so we can sell a bit more produce. But no, Father's Day, it's a wonderful day. It's a celebration of a relationship that all of we have. None of us came into this world without a father being there. And it's that way because God created it that way. We hear in Genesis 1 that God created male and female in his image, and then he said to Adam and Eve, be fruitful and increase in number. And so God, in say doing so, he created fatherhood. He created this system of family, and we're made to have this family image. A father, a mother, children who are brought up under the care of parents. As we think about being a child born into a family, we don't survive very long without the care and support of our parents. In the wild, I think it's the wildebeest is up and running a couple of minutes after its birth. It's just on with life. You know, children, they take a good 2 years before they're, well, depending on their development, but yeah, 2 years before they're walking around confidently, and then another 18 years before they're actually grown up and we kick them out of home. Or how long is it, Chris? 30 years maybe. It takes a while for us to leave the nest sometimes, doesn't it? It takes a while for children to grow up in the image under the protection of parents. And God made it that way. He made this family dynamic of parents, the support and their nurture. So as we think about our family environment, though, like I mentioned before, it's a bit of a minefield. As I look out, I don't know what your families were like or are like, what your father was like to you, if you even knew your father. It's a bit of a scary topic once you open it up. It's a topic that me as a pastor always stick my foot in as I go and meet people and ask about family life, and then I hear all the download, and I just thank God that he's backing me up in those conversations. But it's amazing as we think about this special human relationship that we're supposed to have with our fathers, how much brokenness there is out there in the world. I floated this topic before the church council the other night as a little foretaste of my sermon, and I was shocked that people had all this concern about talking about fathers. And it is a sad state of our world that fathers aren't perfect. They are sinners like each and every one of us, and they bring their brokenness into that intimate relationship we're supposed to have with them. Some fathers ultimately fail in their role to be a father, and others do an okay job. And some, like my father, I can praise God for him and his influence in my life. So we have a whole gamut of what a father-son, father-child relationship should look like. But as we look around at the world, we can lose hope in that family dynamic. We can get caught up in our own experience of what our own fathers were like to us. And we can lose hope about there ever being such a beautiful relationship that we can rely on in our lives. And yet as we turn to the Bible, we see one perfect relationship. The perfect relationship of father to son. In God the Father and in Christ his Son. We see this lovely relationship playing out through the Gospel of Luke. We're looking at the Gospel of Luke this year. One of the stories I love in Luke's Gospel is when Jesus goes up to Jerusalem at Pentecost with his mum and dad when he's 12 years old. And he goes up there for the festival, and his mum and dad have a parenting failure. They're on the way back home, and they forgot to check the back seat for Jesus. They've gone home without him. So they go back to Jerusalem, and they search for 3 days before they find Jesus. And Jesus is in the temple, and he says to his to Mary and Joseph, what does he say? "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" So right from the start, Jesus knew, even as a child, that his Father was his Father in heaven. He had this deep and intimate relationship with God the Father. We also hear this Father-Son relationship come out through Jesus' baptism. Jesus is baptized in the waters of the Jordan, and as he's coming out, the Spirit descends on him in the form of a dove, and a voice comes from heaven and says, "You are my Son, whom I love, and with you I am well pleased." And we hear that same kind of thing happen at on the Mount of where Jesus is transfigured before the disciples, nearing the end of his ministry. Jesus is there glowing in white. Maybe that's why I wore my alb today. Jesus is transformed, glowing in white, and the disciples hear a voice from the cloud say, "This is my Son whom I have chosen. Listen to him." So this intimate picture of Father and Son, in the Gospel we have this beautiful playing out of Jesus relying on the Father in his ministry. He doesn't do anything without his Father telling him what to do. There's this beautiful relationship of Father-Son. And one of the most beautiful things that Jesus draws on in his ministry is going to his Father in prayer. We see it time and again in Luke's Gospel. Couple of examples. He was going out to deserted places to spend time in prayer. Not just self-meditation, but talking to his Father, right? Before he chose the 12 disciples, he spent a night on a mountain praying to his Father. He prays to the Father before he feeds the 5,000 in the breaking of the bread. And he prayed to his Father the night before he died, didn't he? In that garden, asking the Father to take this cup of suffering from him. And even on the cross, where's the Son's attention? It's to the Father, and he prays to him. Prayer, this conversation with his Father, was an integral part of Jesus' life. So today, in our Gospel reading, we hear the disciples coming to Jesus and saying, "Jesus, we've noticed something about you. You know how to pray with God in a way that we don't have, even though we've been schooled in prayer. We've gone to the synagogue all our lives. We know we've been taught prayer, but you've got something special going on. Teach us to pray." And so Jesus says to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation.'" It's a beautiful prayer. It's a prayer that you probably all know off by heart, and you've said it thousands of times, but maybe you're missing some of the most amazing revelation that Jesus gave to his disciples on that day. Jesus had this beautiful relationship with his Heavenly Father, and he relied on him for everything. So, you know, as the disciples asked Jesus about how to pray to God, I would have expected Jesus to say something like this: "When you pray, make sure you exonerate the Lord by saying, 'Lord God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,' or any other of the glorifying titles that we can give to God." But Jesus tells his disciples that they also can call on God as their Father. And that's not so radical for us, but for the disciples of Jesus, this must have been a huge step in faith. It's so interesting that we think about our fathers, our earthly fathers, in a certain way, and it really has an effect on how we see our Heavenly Father. some of the brokenness and the sin of our earthly father gets reflected into this relationship we have with our heavenly father. Sometimes we feel like God is more judgmental than loving and kind. Sometimes we experience the harsh reality of our earthly fathers in our heavenly father. Maybe you experienced a distance from your earthly father, and so you struggle in that relationship with your heavenly father. We need to turn our eyes to Jesus and see how Jesus related with his father. The intimate bond that he found with him, the absolute necessity that he found in staying connected with the Father. And Jesus encourages us now to see God not as a distant God, not as a judgmental God, not as a God of wrath, but as our Father, Papa, Daddy. Whoever uses those terms when you're praying. Does anyone use Daddy? It's Anna, I love it. Daddy. Try it on for size. See how it fits. See how it stirs your heart. Christ encourages us in our relationship with our Heavenly Father to call on him by this title, Father, Daddy, Papa, to experience an intimate relationship with God. It can be challenging for us in our broken nature to come before a God who is almighty, who created the heavens and earth, who has micromanaged every atom in the known universe to be exactly where it needs to be. This is a God who we can draw close to, a God who loves us and cares for us. And how do we know that? Because the Heavenly Father sent his only Son, his beloved Son, into this world to die for us. To die for our brokenness, this separation that we feel in our earthly relationships, this brokenness that we feel in our Heavenly Father's relationship. Jesus Christ came into this world to take that brokenness on himself. He paid the price for it, didn't he? By dying for us. A perfect relationship was broken because of our brokenness, but Christ did that for us so that we too could be called sons and daughters. You now no longer have a distance between God because of your brokenness. You are now intimately pulled into his family, adopted as sons and daughters. You don't have to fear about God being distant or not being relevant to your life. God has drawn into your life where you couldn't draw into his. He's come close to you so that you can experience his love and his mercy and his grace in your life. I think that's so important as we continue through this life, as we experience brokenness in this world, especially in those most intimate relationships, as we experience the failings of those who are put in our lives, who are supposed to support us and love us and cherish us. But as we put our hope and trust in Jesus Christ, who has brought us close to our Heavenly Father, we can come before him in prayer, knowing that he is our good, good Father. And we are his. We don't have to worry that we don't cut the grade with God, our Father. Christ has done everything to bring us close. We let our earthly relationships shape and mold us in so many deep and foundational ways. And that's true because our family life shapes us in dramatic ways. But how about we let Jesus' words of encouragement to see that our relationship with our Heavenly Father should be the foundation of who we are. And our image. I am the son of a man named Andrew and a son of a loving mother called Verna. But more so than that, I see that I am a son of God. I'm brothers and sisters. I'm the brother to my brothers and sisters here in this congregation because of what Christ has done for me. And so my identity is not so much in my family, even though I've been blessed upon blessing with my family. I first and foremost see that I have a loving Heavenly Father and that He's calling me home and that He calls me to continue to pour out His love and grace into the lives of my family. So I encourage you, call on your Heavenly Father, ask where you find brokenness in your life, pray out to Him, know that He loves you and He cares for you and He can do amazing things in your life. He will pour out His Holy Spirit into you so that you can continue to pour out His love into those relationships around you. As a father, He will give you strength to be a good dad. As a mother, He will continue to pour His grace and mercy into you. As children, He will continue to uphold what a wonderful blessing your parents are over your lives. Don't forget that. And I pray that each and every day you may draw close to God, knowing that He is your Heavenly Father and He's in your life in such an intimate way that you should never fear, for He is close. So I pray that the peace of God that passes all understanding guide your hearts and minds into Jesus Christ so that you can draw close to the Father. Amen.